The man had been a good soldier for too long. First day in command of the Corps. Jackson's old Corps. Hill is sick. Ewell indecisive. The Hill untaken. Longstreet broods on defensive war. Lee said, "Would you gentlemen retreat?"
"Retreat? Retreat?"
Ewell sat with his mouth open. Rhodes looked up. "Would you suggest that we fall back behind South Mountain?"
"Retreat?"
Ewell was amazed.
"But why?"
Lee said, "If we do not withdraw, and if we do not maneuver in the face of the enemy, then we must attack. There is no other alternative." He rose, not waiting for an answer. They accompanied him to the door. He saw a vase filled with flowers on a small wooden table. A picture of an old man frowned down out of an old round frame. Lee was thinking, "Very dangerous to withdraw, to pull this army with all its trains back through that pass. Without cavalry, it cannot be done. Stuart, I have waited long enough." He thanked the men for their day's work, told them to get a good night's rest. Once again, he saw Jackson's blue eyes probing, reproachful. He thought, "General, we miss you." He rode off into the dark. Taylor was there with messages. Lee answered them. One to Imboden, one to Chilton, sent Taylor off to find the raider, Harry Gilmore, who was with Johnson. He rode off with Venable and then, moving in out of the night to greet him, saw old Isaac Trimble, astride a pale horse, fiery old Isaac. Lee smiled a greeting. General Trimble was almost 60. "Not much older than you, old man, but he looks ancient." "Do I look that old? I was tired before, but I am not tired now. No pain now. God's blessing. What will I do about Ewell?" Trimble said,
"Sir, I beg your pardon, but I will not serve the man."
He was furious. He raised one huge hand like a vast claw and made a gesture as if pushing a disgusting thing away from him into the black air.
"I will not serve the man. I am a volunteer aide with the man, sir, as you know. I most respectfully request another assignment."
He shook his head violently, almost displacing his hat.
"The man is a disgrace. Have you heard it all, sir? What have they been telling you? Ask the aide, sir, or General Gordon, or Johnson."
He went on. He was a marvelous old man who had sworn to be a major general or a corpse. Lee gathered that he was talking about Ewell. Lee calmed him, but he wanted to hear. Trimble said,
"We should have taken that hill. God in his wisdom knows we could have taken that hill. Beyond Cemetery Hill, there is another hill, and it was totally unoccupied. There was no one there at all, and it commanded the town. Gordon saw it, sir. He was with us, me and Gordon and Ewell, all standing there in the flaming dark like great fat idiots with that bloody damned hill empty. Begging your pardon, General, but that bloody damned hill was as bare as his bloody damned great head, and it commands the town. We all saw it, General. As God is my witness, ask anyone here. McKim was there. Smith was there. They were all there. I said, General Ewell, we have got to take that hill. General Jackson would not have stopped like this with the bluebellies on the run and plenty of light left and a hill like that empty as, oh, God help us, I don't know what. But nobody there at all. And the Federals running. No guns set up, nothing but one battery and one regiment in line."
He was running out of breath. Lee had stopped to listen. He sensed among the anger the bitter breath of truth. Trimble took off his hat and wiped it across his brow, and his white hair gleamed in the moonlight like wadded cotton. Lee said, "Go on."
"Yes, sir. Sir, I told him. General Ewell, I said to him, sir, give me one division and I will take that hill. And he said nothing at all. He stood there. He stared at me. I said, General Ewell, give me one brigade and I will take that hill. I was becoming disturbed, sir. And General Ewell put his arms behind him and blinked. So I said, "General, give me one regiment and I will take that hill." And he said nothing. He just shook his head. And I threw my sword down.
Trimble gestured helplessly, actually close to tears,
down on the ground in front of him.
He raised both arms.
"We could have done it, sir. A blind man should have seen it. Now they are working up there. You can hear the axes. Now in the morning, many a good boy will die."
He wiped his face. It was all out of him. The fire died. He slumped forward in the saddle.
"General, sir, I request another assignment."
Lee said softly, "Thank you, General. You will be of great service. Thank you."